We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Today on Conquering Heroes, we have the Michigan Golf Program with us. On the men's side of things, we've got head coach Zach Barlow. One of his golfers, Patrick Sullivan, joins us. And on the women's side of things, head coach Jan Dowling and one of her stars, Haley Borja, joins us here on Conquering Heroes.
Welcome to your one-stop podcast for all things Michigan athletics. Updates on every team on campus and interviews with players and coaches are all on the way. This is Conquering Heroes. Here's your host, John Jansen.
Well, today, as we promised, we're going to go on the links. And I've got men's golf coach Zach Barlow with us, as well as his senior, Patrick Sullivan, one of the seniors. Gentlemen, thanks for joining me. And coach, I want to start with you. As I was looking at the schedule, You have a fall schedule, you have a spring schedule. How difficult is it to manage your year when you're basically playing golf all year long except for Christmas time?
Yeah, I mean, it's true. I think as a head coach, that's probably one of, if not the most important job that I have, is kind of, you know, with the 500 rule and NCAA golf, it's a big deal to put together a schedule that is highly competitive, but also where we can get better as well. And you kind of mix and match courses. You mix and match, you know, based on what your team's going to look like that year. You know, some years you have bombers, some years you have guys that hit a little shorter, some guys, you know, it's different every year. So it's definitely probably, if not the number one job that I have to do, it's definitely up there.
So scheduling, I'm obviously used to football and even basketball. You know, you get your schedule so far in advance. Football, it's a decade out. How far in advance do you make a schedule for what you know you have on your roster for this coming year?
Right. It's about a year out. Okay. So there's already, you know, once the fall season ends, maybe 10 months, but usually after the tournament ends, it'll be within a month where they reach back out and say, do you want back in this tournament next year? Majority of the time. Now there are always some open spots in there where I try to plug in some different events if I see necessary. Like this year, we had quite a few new ones just because the current team I have a lot of newcomers. I have some good solid returners And we kind of, we're branching out a little bit. Like, for instance, Yale is hosting a regional soon. Mm-hmm. So we're going out and playing a tournament there because, you know, it's a big deal to see that course and play it competitively before it could be a potential regional site for us. But it's usually, you know, about a year in advance. And I like to keep a core group of events, meaning four or five events every year that I kind of stick with, because at the end of the day, these guys that keep playing the courses, that's an advantage. You know, if Patrick's played a course the last 3 years, like obviously his fourth year is going to, you know, he's going to know that course pretty well at that point. So that's an advantage.
Well, and speaking of an advantage, what's it like to have two courses? You know, most universities, maybe they don't even have a course, but you've got two to work off of.
Yeah, it's big. And they're really, they complement each other well. You know, Radrick, obviously, even both nines at Radrick are quite different. You know, the front's a little more open where you can kind of spray it around a little bit and still get away with it. But the back nine, you have to be pretty precise. And it's more of a strategic kind of plot your way around on the backside. And then, you know, UM is just a great course as well. You know, the greens are very tough out there. It's a short game course. And so, you know, you get a good mix. And honestly, the country clubs are very generous to us as well.
And before I move over to Patrick for a few questions, I want to ask you, what's training like for a golfer? It obviously, you know, we see Bryson DeChambeau and it's, you know, he's talking about weight training and protein and all that stuff. But what's it like at the, you know, collegiate level, the training for a golfer?
You know, we're going to start out right now, like 2 days a week. That will be another thing that kind of varies with how veteran of a team you have. And, you know, I trust John Sanderson. He's our strength and conditioning guy, and he's one of the best in the business. He's both basketball and men's golf. And, you know, we'll go 2 days a week now. In the winter, we'll start moving a lot more weight. We'll go 3 days a week. But as far as like specifics as to what exactly they're doing, Patrick would probably be able to answer that a little better than I would. But I just, my biggest thing is cardio. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously as a coach, my aspirations are, you know, for these guys to have a chance to win the national championship. And it's a long haul in the spring. I mean, we play 7-8 times plus, you know, you got Big Tens in there, regionals, nationals, and nationals is a long week. And, you know, that's really the only thing that I ask is that their cardio is up and you know, we don't get winded as the day goes on. But, you know, as far as weights and things like that, I trust John with everything I have. And you know, that's kind of his field. And I stay a little bit out of there.
Patrick, thanks for joining us as well. And you had an interesting run at the Michigan Amateur, a lot of, you know, starts and stops, weather. What was that experience like for you?
Yeah, it was it's obviously a long week. I played the practice round and this course is kind of known for their fast greens and slopes and stuff like that. And played completely different the practice round, stepped up on the first tee and it just poured all night, got called off probably like four times during the first two stroke play rounds and then match play also. First few days it was a mess. It was a long week. It was whoever was kind of bearing down the most.
How do you focus when you get all amped up? I'm sure it is to start. There's some nerves and then you've got to shut things down and then you got to go again. How do you stay focused? How do you stay at the top of your game when you have so many fits and starts?
Yeah, honestly, I just kind of stay my own way in the rain delays. I don't really like to kind of converse with everybody, hear what everybody else is doing out there, kind of go into a corner and stay in my own zone, because it's pretty easy to get off focus. And when you do that, when you go back out there, it's harder to get back in focus.
What was the final hole like for you?
Yeah, so we had 16, and then I was one up going into 17, which is like a 190-yard par 3, and he put it on, so I was like, all right. I think he was like 35 feet, so if I make a par, I can live with myself. He takes it to 18, so I put it to like 20 feet. He put it up there, and I basically just had to lag it from 20 feet. Pretty nervous, not going to lie, and then got it to a point where he could give it to me, picked it up, and I don't know, and honestly – the wind didn't hit right there and then. It kind of hit like a day later. I was just so in the moment. So, I mean, it came full circle, especially after kind of I gave it away in 2019 a little bit. So, to kind of get it done felt good.
Now, I was talking to your coach about training and, you know, I want to ask you about that as well, but also practice. How do you fit practice rounds and getting ready for a weekend tournament with your class schedule?
Yeah. Class schedule. Well, we do a good job. We have class. We make sure everybody's done by 2:30. And then from there on, it's basically we have a block time, 2:30 to 5:30 almost every day. You can either come earlier if you have time or stay later if you want. And then either work out in the morning or right after the 5:30 block. So it's honestly, it's not too bad as long as you kind of keep track and go to class. And then it's pretty easy, to be honest.
For you during the winter, what will you be doing in between the final Bahamas Invitational and the start of your first round in the spring?
So we obviously start working out more than we do now. We'll go 4 to 5 times a week opposed to 2. And yeah, I guess we all just get a lot stronger, and then we use our indoor short game a lot. So we'll just do a ton of team competition things in there while we can't play outside, and just kind of get ready for the spring.
How creative do you get with some of those competitions? Tell us a little bit about what they are and how you go about it.
It's not me. It's kind of Hoffman and Barlow, to be honest. But yeah, it's a lot of 1v1 or Ryder Cup, we call it. We'll do 6v6. We got 12 guys now. So kind of play a little bit of everybody, and there's definitely some rivalries in there starting to build up.
And Coach, I'll ask you this. Coach Zach Barlow and one of his student athletes, Patrick Sullivan, has joined us here today. And Coach, when you've got 12 guys like this, what's the competition like from your perspective? Not just in the 1v1 or the 6v6 in the winter, but being able to put out your best golfers. What's the competition like amongst the team?
Yeah, I think this year, having 12 guys is a lot. But at the same time, the competition that it creates amongst the team better prepares us for the tournaments. And, you can't take a day off in qualifying and get that fourth or fifth spot. You got to bring it every single day, or one of the guys down below you is wanting to take your spot. And I think we'll see, that really paying dividends as we progress through the year. Obviously, we got to take 8 to this first tournament, but, the guys at home were just as hungry to play these next 2-3 events that we have. So we'll start qualifying again next Monday or Tuesday. And I'm looking forward to see what the guys at home have this time, because, they were working their butts off back home to try to get in the lineup. Because at the end of the day, nobody wants to sit at home. They all want to play and try to help this team. And the biggest thing that 12 guys does is, it creates that competition where they're, they want to beat the snot out of each other at home. But then when they're away, they're their biggest fans. And I think that's, if we've got that going on, we'll be looking good by the spring.
And I know you came over from Illinois, so you've been around Big Ten golf for a while. How has Big Ten golf, how has it evolved over the past 5, 6, 7 years?
Yeah, honestly, it's an arms race facility-wise. And, I think you'll see this year, I think the Big Ten last year as a whole was a little, we didn't get to play in the fall. And I think that probably hurt us come tournament time, getting more teams in that should have been in my opinion. But Big Ten golf is getting really, really good. Obviously Illinois had a kind of a stranglehold on the Big Ten championship for a while now, but as you can see, they barely pulled it off by 1 last year. And a lot of teams have gotten better, including us. And with the facilities that we have and continue to build on, which we're going to have to, that's how, we get better in the winter. And that's just working on fundamentals, setup, ball position, routine, different things like that, maybe it's even a benefit of not being outside all year, to be honest with you. You kind of take it for granted. You just go out and play every day. But at the same time, if you do some mirror work and really kind of focus in on the small things, I think it could really pay dividends for the spring for all Big Ten schools.
And Patrick, before I let both of you guys go here, over the Halloween weekend, you guys are going to be down in the Bahamas. How nice is it to be able to, at late fall, be able to go to some destinations like that for you to play golf?
Yeah, no, it's awesome. I mean, I was talking to somebody in the hockey team, and they were like, "Where are you guys going?" And just saying Bahamas, you guys are so lucky. We sit at the same rink every day. But yeah, no, we're lucky to be able to go there. I've never been, so I'm looking forward to it. Just to get out of the cold weather, any chance you get, we're going to take it.
Where is the most unique place or cool place that you've been able to play golf?
Honestly, one of my favorite places to play is just our spring break trip down in Scottsdale, Arizona. So that's been the best place that I've gone here in Michigan. And we were supposed to go to Ireland last year, which would have been incredible, but obviously COVID took its dividend on that one.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it, Coach. Patrick, I appreciate your time and best of luck throughout the rest of the fall season here.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. And thanks for having us.
Thank you.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I'm now joined on the women's side of things with head coach Jan Dowling and one of her players, Haley Borja. Both of you, thanks for joining me. And coach, I know that just today on Wednesday, you guys finished qualifying round for the Wolverine Invitational coming up on Monday and Tuesday. How did it go for you guys?
It was great. I mean, I'd have to look in our qualifying record books, but I think it was the lowest scoring we've had top to bottom. I mean, the last person that got in was within three shots, and over five rounds, that's not much. So it was close. And, overall from top to bottom, the scores were incredibly low. We had a bunch of under par and even par rounds. And I think the highest round that was shot was 76.
So it's got to be a huge advantage to have it here. There's no travel. You guys are obviously very familiar with the course. Talk about that. And also the advantage of having two great courses on campus.
Yeah, I mean, to host an event is always a big honor. I mean, in golf, it doesn't happen too often. Like, even if you host every year, it's still just once a year. It's not like football or basketball where you're hosting 15 times or so. So it's a pretty special thing. You know, for Haley, who's a junior, this will be your first time competing at home, which is pretty special. Mm-hmm. We're fortunate we travel to some great places. So that means our friends don't get to see us play and compete. So it'll be a cool opportunity for our fans to come out and watch. And there is a distinct advantage. I mean, we know where to hit it. They're very familiar with the pin positions that we're going to place out there, which is a big part of that golf course. And the green speed and the breaks. I mean, that golf course has a ton of movement to the greens. So the chipping and putting is pretty tricky. So if you haven't played the course enough, it's hard to believe how much a putt breaks. So that'll be a nice advantage for our team for sure. And like to have, it's not just two golf courses on campus. It's two of the most well-known golf architects in the golf world. To have Pete Dye's first 18-hole design at Roderick Farms and Alistair McKenzie, who's designed world-class courses. I mean, to have that right on campus is pretty special. So we feel pretty lucky about that.
And Haley, how excited are you to finally compete on the home course for the first time?
Oh man, it's so exciting. Like I have been telling all my friends out here already, like, please come out and support us. And I have always gone to like their meets. Like I'm really good friends with like some gymnasts out here and I love going to go see them, and then football games and basketball games. Like I'm able to go and see all my friends, but they've never seen me compete. So I think them seeing how we do it, it's a little bit different, especially for golf. So I think they're really excited too to also come see me, but I'm excited for them to come see me.
Well, and I mean, you've had obviously a great few years here in Ann Arbor. And obviously last year you made it, you were the only golfer in Michigan's golf history to make the final round as an individual in the NCAAs. What was that experience like for you?
It was unbelievable. I mean, especially coming off of that COVID year, I think that's what I have ever like hoped to happen, like being locked down and having to have season cut short and then having our fall season canceled. I think I was just so ready to compete, and then having that as an outcome was just like the best thing that could happen for sure.
And I know in a lot of other sports, having fans, you know, there and present, it makes a difference because it's momentum, it's cheering and all those things. How does that, is it any different in golf, or is it still the same to have people on campus? You mentioned your friends are going to get a chance to come see you. How much of a boost is that for you to have them there witnessing what you're doing?
For me, I love the cheers. I love being loud, and like golf is definitely not that, but I love all of that. So I think to have all those people come out and support me, I think is definitely going to be a big boost for me. It's definitely going to want me to keep going, keep fighting, keep grinding out on the course. And so I think I'm super excited to have people out there cheering, and it'd be exciting. It'd be fun.
What's your goals for this year? Because I know that you've obviously got four events leading up to, I don't know what you call it, winter break, but then obviously in the spring leading up to the NCAAs, what are the goals that you have for yourself after your success that you had last year?
I think I want to keep breaking records. I want to start winning tournaments. I know I'm pretty close to winning some. NCAAs, of course, to do better than last year. And I think that's all it is to keep getting better. I have a scoring average of 73.08, I believe, or something like that. And I want to get down to 72. It's just getting a little bit better and better. And I think that's going to happen with me trusting the process and practice and things like that.
And Jan, you've got all of your golfers back from last year. How does that change without any new additions? Does it allow you to have more of a flow from year to year? And how does it change the goals that you have for your golfers?
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty special year. I've been coaching for 15 years or so, and I've never had a team that has never had any newcomers come, whether it's a transfer or a freshman coming in. So, I mean, the thing that we talked about in our meetings was just that it's a pretty special experience. Part of creating a good team culture is getting to know each other on the very human level. And, you know, they have this rare opportunity to really get to know each other. And you can see that happening. I mean, there's such a special bond with the players that we have on our team. And that'll just keep growing as we continue to travel and compete together and go through those ups and downs. And as far as goals, I mean, that, you know, I tell our team every year, like, I get to do this every year. So they're not my goals. It's the team's goals. So they set the goals, and they've got lofty aspirations. I mean, they came off a 20th place finish, and that was the first time we had been to nationals in 3 years. And, you know, obviously the last year was cut short, and we were well on our way to doing that and accomplishing that. So they felt like they had some unfinished business, but then I think that's still the case. Like, they had this great experience at the national championship, but now they're really ready to kind of make their mark and continue to take this team to new heights. And, you know, another thing that kind of sits on our shoulders too is the Big Ten championship. We came so close last year, and it's really a razor thin margin between that win and honestly, like, a breakthrough win for our program. Michigan women's golf has never won a Big Ten championship, and this group wants to make that happen. And they certainly have the talent and the ability, and I would even say, like, the belief in the culture now. And so now it's hopefully just gaining the experiences that we have this year, and then, you know, relaxing and performing when we need it the most.
When you were recruiting golfers, what is it that you look for to, you mentioned you've been here for what, 8 years, and you are continuing to build that culture and build that belief. What is it that you look for when you're recruiting high school golfers?
Yeah, I mean, there has to be something in their game that really stands out. I mean, the obvious ones are distance. You know, there's clearly that's an advantage to be able to hit it far, but it's not always the thing that needs to stand out. Haley certainly hits it far enough, but she's dead straight. Like, she hits it dead. Like, that's her, we talk about superpowers on our team, and one of her many superpowers is that she hits it dead straight. So, like, we always joke, like, sometimes we'll be playing a practice round and she'll say, "Coach, do you think I should hit driver here?" And I'm like, "You should always hit driver, like, always." And no, but I would say, you know, we're looking for that superpower in their skill set. So whether it's a lot of distance and athleticism or even a great putter, it's rare to find a great putter. And so I think our team really kind of runs the gamut. We certainly have long players, but, you know, we've got some players that have incredible short games too. And that goes a long way in college golf. And so that's mostly what, and who shoots the scores. I mean, at the end of the day, golf is pretty black and white, right? It's like, can you break par on, you know, a decent length golf course? And we're able to watch that. And the fun part is figuring out how the players do it.
And we talked about the fact that you have the same roster, but as an assistant coach, you brought in AJ Newell. What does she bring to your staff and to the program?
I mean, she has an extensive playing background. She played between the LPGA Tour and the Symetra Tour for 5 years, and that playing experience, you just can't make up for that in any other way. So she's played at the highest level. She's played where a lot of these players want to end up. And so she brings that wealth of knowledge, and then, you know, she brings a competitive intensity too. She wants to win, and she's a quick learner. And, you know, she's done a lot of her own research as a player herself. She never really had a consistent like swing coach. And so she did a lot of research on her own. So very self-motivated and driven and excited to contribute.
Haley, how close is this team without any new additions or subtractions? It's got to be special to continue to build those friendships and relationships on the team.
Yeah, I mean, we're really close. Whether it's going to get ice cream right after qualifying and cheering each other on. I mean, I don't think I have ever seen a closer team like ours. I hear like other stories and they're like, "Oh, like we don't really go to like a lot of team dinners, or we don't go get ice." Like, our thing is we love to get ice cream. So we like, whether it's after a tournament or after something, I feel like we're always getting ice cream. But I always hear a lot with other teams, they're like, "Oh, like we don't really do that a lot," and like things like that. But I mean, we're always inviting each other to each other's houses, cooking the dinner for each other. I think just overall just supporting each other, whether it's during our game or school or whatever it is we have going on in life. And we're so close. I couldn't be happier.
How can you leverage some of those relationships and those moments off the course to compete and push each other and support each other on the course?
Yeah. It's definitely, I honestly think of this as really as an advantage out on the course. If we see a player down, we're always out there supporting each other and cheering each other on, saying, "You got it. We've got plenty of holes left, plenty of golf left." Like, so much, you can make it up in these last couple holes or whatever it is. And I think, I don't know, it's just whatever it is with this team, I think just the support system we have for each other is just, it's unbelievable.
And Jan, before we let you go, I'd love to hear a little bit more about some of your other golfers on the team. Who are some of the other leaders and those that you're expecting to produce throughout this season?
Oh man. You know, our senior, one of our seniors, Ashley Lau, she's been a big part of our success over the last 4 years. She was our second All-American ever for Michigan women's golf this past year. So she had a win, an individual win last year, and really led our program for most of the way. She's, you know, you talk about her superpower. She hits it long and straight, but she hits it pretty darn far and is just a really accurate iron player too. And she's set very high standards for herself. And I think the team sees that and they're motivated by it too. You talked a little bit about how that closeness motivates them. And, you know, she's just a quiet leader. You know, she goes out, she's winning at this qualifier by 5 shots and she's out on an off day practicing. Right. So like the team sees that and they love it. You know, they're like, okay, she wants to keep going here. And another one of ours is Monet Chun. She was our Big Ten freshman of the year. She was the second in our program history as well. So she came off 64 at the Ontario Amateur Championship this summer, and will be competing for us at our opening tournament. But yeah, I mean, I think the name of the game with this team is just the depth, right? And you know, Monet happens to be playing in the fifth spot for our home tournament, and you know, she got pushed this week in the qualifier. And again, that's how they've got this close friendship, but when they get on the golf course, they're trying to beat each other, and that's pushing them, right? Like that beautiful competition that they get to have every time they come to practice is rare. And you know, once these young women turn pro, they don't have that anymore, right? So they've got people pushing them at practice every single day. So we're excited for our season to get going.
Do you ever take off the coaching hat and pull up your own clubs and play with them?
I've been known to do a little bit of it. You know, I played a little bit this summer, not late in the summer. I kind of go in spurts. I love the game. I soak it in. I watch them play a lot, and my husband laughs at me because I'll get home from a 36 hole day and then I'll watch the Golf Channel when I get home. So I just soak up this game and they make it a lot of fun. So.
Well, Jan and Haley, I really appreciate your time and best of luck on Monday when you tee things up at the Wolverine Invitational.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Well, thanks to both coaches, Zach Barlow and Jan Dowling, and both players, Patrick Sullivan and Haley Borja, for their time. For all your Michigan athletics information, stay tuned in here on Conquering Heroes.
Thanks for listening to Conquering Heroes with John Jansen. Conquering Heroes is part of our Michigan Athletics Podcast Network, MGO Blue Podcasts. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.